We talked about last week, the question that we're asking is, what is doctrine and why is it important? Okay, so that was last week. Let me review. It'll go hopefully quickly. I have a lot to cover and not a great amount of time here. Doctrine simply is another word for teaching. It's the noun form of the word, and it's translated oftentimes, at least in the New King James, as doctrine. Teaching or doctrine in the noun form. What was his teaching? What was his doctrine? You could use the same word. So that's what doctrine simply means. The word doctrines, when we start talking about studying doctrines or even doctrine, we're usually thinking in a systematic way. We looked at last week five different ways to study doctrine. We're not going to probably bring that up again. We're going to study this systematically. In other words, we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about doctrine throughout the Bible. So what does the Bible have to say about God? What are key concepts that the Bible teaches about God throughout the Bible? Okay, so when we're talking about doctrine or doctrines, we're usually talking about oftentimes 10 key doctrines. The doctrine of the Bible, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, angels, man, sin, salvation, church, and last things. Again, we're going to cover those each, some 3 to 4 weeks each throughout the year. So we're not making you an expert, we're not trying to, but we want to give you basics for each of those that really make a difference. Those are things that you need to know about God, or Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, or whatever, that really make a difference, and that are a good building block, a good foundation for adding things to it. The doctrine or teaching is intended to change the way you think and to change the way you live. It isn't just boring truths. No truth in the Bible really is intended to stand by itself. Every truth of the Bible has implications. Hopefully we'll make it interesting, okay, as we go.